Hi, I'm Mary Harrell. Well, one phrase we've heard thrown around a lot in the last 18 months is follow the science, but that can definitely mean different things to different people. But what does it mean if instead of talking about COVID-19, we're talking about Eucharistic miracles? Well, our guest today, I'm going to go ahead and call her an expert in answering questions just like this. Dr. Stacy Tersenkos is a nationally recognized author and speaker, and in her new book, co-authored with Father George Eliot, Dr. Stacy analyzes the popular Eucharistic miracles reported in Italy and Argentina with a 21st century chemist's objectivity, along with being the executive director of the St. Philip Institute of Catechesis and Evangelization in Tyler, Texas. Dr. Tersenkos is a popular TV and radio show host and guest. So Stacy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay. So to start off, your new book that contains much of what we're going to talk about today is called Behold, It Is I. It's out by Tan Books. Why that title and why co-author this book with Father Eliot?
Well, the title was Father Eliot's choice. He had that title in mind from the very, very beginning. Usually books go through title changes. This one did not. And it's the interpretation from the Greek that he knew from a scripture, from the scripture that the book is based on. He wanted it to be like Jesus is really here with us. Mm-hmm. I'm right here. Behold, I'm right here. And he wanted to write a handbook of all of the best scripture and tradition proofs, because as a pastor here, especially in the Bible Belt, where there's a lot of Protestants who love Jesus but don't believe in the real presence, right, he has to sit down with people all the time and go through this stuff. And so he had compiled it. And he asked me, since I'd been doing talks on the Eucharistic miracles, if I wanted to do the third part on miracles. So that's kind of how it came together, just things that were going on in our diocese already. And then he had the idea.
Yeah, the rest is just history. So go ahead. What are some of the main things that you discovered in looking into your research for this book about the miracle of Bolenza? Am I saying that right? That led to the institution of the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Yes. Yeah. I say Bolsena, but I've learned in my Texas-ness that sometimes I pronounce things different in my head than they're supposed to be. So I don't know. There's a whole story into how this book came together, and it was kind of hard for me and Father Eliot, because I had told Bishop Strickland, I won't give you the whole long story, but I had told Bishop Strickland in the beginning that I did not want to do what he asked me to do. I did not want to give talks on Eucharistic miracles. Mm. I said no to my new boss and bishop. and then I thought, well, I should listen. So I did give talks, but I told him, look, I'm only giving these talks by repeating what I read in books. But as a chemist, that's not what I'm comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. I would like to see the data for myself. And to keep a long story short, that data, literally, someone handed it to him in Australia. He mailed it to me. And the thing I said I wanted landed on my desk, the data from the lead investigator in the Buenos Aires miracles. So,
wow.
So I got a chance to look at it. And when Father Eliot asked to write the book, I went through it, and I don't know, it's kind of what I was worried I would find, that I picked the three miracles totally because they were the most popular ones I knew of. The Bolsena one with its relationship to the Feast of Corpus Christi, and then the Lanciano miracle, that's the oldest, and then the Buenos Aires miracles, that there were four of them, and who is now Pope Francis, Cardinal Bergoglio, was the bishop who approved the investigation. So those were very popular. But when I started digging into them, I honestly, and Father Eliot and I had a long talk about this, I honestly didn't feel like, in my judgment, I didn't think the analyses were done very well.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't trying to be critical, but I couldn't just repeat the stories, especially there were so many little things that I found that are generally repeated in Catholic speakers and Catholic writing, that are just known not to be true. It wasn't even a matter of doing the investigation poorly. There are just things that have been said aren't true that still get repeated because they're sensational nonetheless. And I guess where I came out after this whole exercise is, you know what, the real proof of the real presence is what Jesus told us himself. I mean, really, do we need science to prove that? Mm. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. So it kind of like, I'm always the first one to say, don't make too much of science, because I'm a scientist and I know mm-hmm. that the certitude of faith is much stronger than anything we can dig our way around discovering in the real world, in the natural world. Mm. But
I'm speaking with Dr. Stacy Trusenkos, co-author of the new book, Behold, It Is I, Scripture, Tradition, and Science on the Real Presence, out by Tan Books. Stacy, I love that you wouldn't just put your stamp on something unless you saw the information about it, as a scientist would do. And you say in the book that our faith does not depend on science. So you've said that. You've said that in the book. You're saying it here now. Are people shocked when you say that to them, that you don't just repeat what was done with these miracles, that you've looked at them for yourself and thought, I don't know, but my faith doesn't rest on these things?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I got to this point in my own life, my own journey as a convert. I mean, it was chemistry and my love of the superhuman order in the natural world that kind of led me to my faith. It's what gave me the strength to say there has to be a creator. So that, and then studying the work of Father Stanley Yockey, who was very, very big on saying science is just our study of creation. It's not going to tell us, you know, science can't prove or disprove miracles or the existence of God or any of that, because really the one liner that I kind of came up with, science is the study of the handiwork of God. Mm. And so if you look at it that way, it kind of keeps science in its place. And then it's really much, much bigger thing to say that I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the one, that's where our real certainty of faith lies, is that Christ told us, I'm with you in the Eucharist.
Well, and so, Stacy, for someone who's coming at this from not being a chemist, a renowned chemist, for someone who's just coming in as the average Joe who picks up this book, who's reading it, how should that Catholic talk about Eucharistic miracles responsibly? If we're not going to hang our hat on them, but we don't really mm-hmm. want to talk about them with skepticism per se, but how do you talk about that responsibly?
I think the number one thing, like the last chapter in the book, I say, don't put your faith on trial. Be careful not to make your faith depend on these miracles being true, and then let that show in your actions. Like, I've heard so many really popular Catholic speakers in front of large crowds of teenagers and other conferences, but the youth conferences stand out, repeating stories about these miracles that aren't true. Wow. And it horrifies me. I mean, literally horrifies me to think these young kids are hearing this wow factor story. And then if they read the things I read, just trying to dig into the research a little bit and realize that they were kind of not being told the truth. I don't think any of the Catholic speakers are trying to mislead them, but I just want to make sure the truth gets out there, that while it's always totally possible these miracles could happen, we don't need to exaggerate the claims, and we don't need to use these miracles as the basis of proof. For the real presence.
As the basis of faith, for sure.
Yes.
Well, again, the book is Behold, It Is I, Scripture, Tradition, and Science on the Real Presence. It's out by Tan Books. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online at Tan Books, TANBooks.com. And Stacy, go ahead and tell our listeners where they can go online to learn more about the St. Philip Institute for Catechesis and Evangelization, because you have a lot of great resources online for Catholics, all free.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, the URL is stphilipinstitute.org with one L, or just Google search it. It's an institute founded by Bishop Strickland in our diocese. But he says, if you're going to teach the truth and teach the faith, you may as well teach it anywhere to anyone who will listen. So it's not limited to our diocese.
It's a great shepherd you've got out there. You've got a great boss.
Thank
yes, thanks for doing what he asked you. Yeah. All right, Stacy, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Mary.